Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Draft is tonight. We want to hear from you. They pick late in the first, which means we don't know who will be there, but do you have a preference, a draft crush, a guy you've fallen in love with throughout the process that tonight you hope Roger Goodell steps up to the podium and announces their name as the next Detroit Lion? 248-539-9797. We throw that number out to you guys. Everybody on the show's got an opinion. John, I think I know where you're going here.
Oh, yeah. My guy, and it's no secret, is Gray Zabel, North Dakota State. I would love to have him at 28. I don't even know if he's going to be available there, but you've got to at some point get younger on the offensive line, and you've got to be able to provide talent up there, talent that is going to last. You have Penei Sewell. I think we believe Christian Mahogany is going to be one of those guys. Gray Zabel could be plugged in there at either guard spot or at center, depending on how you want, where, which side of the line that you want to put Mahogany on. And he's a guy in a pinch if Taylor Decker is, you know, down for any length of time or even just a game. You could put him out there at tackle. He's got tackle experience. He fits better on the interior, could play any of those three spots. So you have a succession plan for whether it's Graham Glasgow or Frank Ragnow.
I think ideally Glasgow is a flex player this season where he can play center or guard. Mahogany and Zabel would be starters in your scenario, right?
Yes. And so here's where I compare Gray Zabel is a guy last year that I really liked coming out of Duke, Grant Barton. He was taken 26th last year by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he was their everyday starter at center, and he played great. And so, I mean, he wasn't available. Obviously, they traded up to get Terrion Arnold. We knew that was going to be a possibility. They were going to address the corner position. I know the edge. I know defensive line is a huge concern for me. Offensive line is a huge concern. So Gray Zabel is a guy that I've watched film on, and I just think he's a plug and play, and forget about him for the next time you're concerned about him is extending him.
Jordan Reed of ESPN has that as the Lions pick in a mock draft roundup. So there are people who feel like he will be there. And in that world, John Jansen's pounding the table.
Oh, yeah.
Go get me Gray Zabel.
You?
Did a lot of wrestling with this because I do want big people, O-line or D-line. My preference
is they're good in football, big people.
Big people. They help you a lot. They're the two biggest needs for this football team. And while Brad Holmes doesn't draft for need, I'd love if need happened to match up with the best player on the board. There's two edge guys that I started to pare it down from. Both from the SEC, both premier athletes. One, Mykel Williams, who a lot of people think could be there at 28, and I wouldn't be upset with the pick. Long arms, big frame, can play the run, pass rush upside. In a lot of ways, I feel like we're talking about him the way Trayvon Walker was discussed a couple years ago. Now, Walker went number one overall, took a season, and now he had back-to-back 10 sack seasons. Certainly wouldn't be disappointed in that at 28. But the guy who I think out of the box is plug and play ready to go is a different SEC pass rusher. Warts and all, I want James Pierce Jr. I think out of the box, he has the elite step to get to the quarterback. You're going to face all of the elite quarterbacks this season, and you will have to play them in the Super Bowl. This is a guy who immediately changes your defense immediately. And of course, as a first round pick, it's a long term pair with Aiden Hutchinson. What about the character concerns? Did I miss an arrest record? Did I miss a charge somewhere? If this guy doesn't have something catastrophic in his background, and nobody has found it through this entire process, I'm going to back Dan Campbell's culture, bringing a dog into this front, and being a guy who gets to the quarterback. James Pierce Jr.
Certainly some risk in that.
Of course. You got to risk it, though. You're chasing a Super Bowl.
Right. You got to risk it for the biscuit. But the risk is it doesn't have to be off the field arrest records that prevents a guy from being a contributor. It could just be, you know, he's resting on, I'm just good and I don't have to work at it. That doesn't go for many people in the NFL. There's a very, very small list of guys that are successful just because they got the DNA to be great.
When you watch him, though, he's so fluid in space. He ran a 4.440. He has that elite first step quickness. And maybe, John, maybe you're right. Maybe that's gotten him by. If I was going to put him into an organization that could get him to put his nose down, work hard, is it not Dan Campbell's Detroit Lions? Don't I think the culture of those 50 guys would rub off on someone who is that naturally gifted?
It certainly could.
Now I'm looking at a guy who I took at 28, who might be one of the five best players in the draft. If you give me that talent plus the culture work ethic from the Detroit Lions organization, I'm going to leave a very happy man at the end of the night.
It certainly could rub off on him.
So a defensive line coach told Bruce Feldman that he's a first-round talent, but the stuff that you hear about him scares you. The maturity. So there are maturity issues, at least, out there.
J-Mo had maturity issues.
Exactly. Another coach said, we don't even have talk about him. How coachable is he? So there's something out there. Maybe he hasn't had his mistake yet, and people think fair. It's coming. I'm speculating here.
If they looked him in the eye, Dan Campbell sat in a room with him for a couple hours and said he's a knucklehead, then clearly don't draft him.
The other one that's been out there is football commitment. That would make you concerned about, is this a guy that's going to step away from the game early? You know, you're talking about first-round pick, the team's value. That's why I think he's going late first round, because there's not as much value attached to that pick. You could hit a home run here.
That's the key.
It's the Randy Moss thing, and he doesn't have the baggage that Moss had. I mean, come on.
Right, so I would defer to talent that late in the first round thinking I'm getting a steal.
Yeah. Look, if they take a chance on him, I trust them. This is,
yes.
I know in Brad we trust and in Dan we trust. Sometimes we mock it and stuff, and it's overused. This is where I would trust them, because it wouldn't be a norm for them. That means they've done due diligence on this and they trust it. I'm going with Kenneth Grant. I think he's a guy that will definitely be there. I love your pick, John. I don't think he's going to be there, Zabel.
Yeah, he might. I actually don't think he'll be there either, but if he is.
A lot of the mocks have been trending to him gone right around 20, 22, 23. Look, maybe they'll move up to get him. I mean, that'd be bold. But I'm going with Kenneth Grant, and I'm not being a Michigan homer. I think he's realistically available, and I like how he could potentially be plugged into play immediately, especially with McNeil out. He's going to be good against the run. Red flag, John can maybe comment, because you saw him play all these games, but his pad level, and that's beyond my expertise.
At times, but he has shown a number of other times where he does play with pad level. And it's not like Broderick Martin, where everybody will remember I was adamant that I never saw him play with good pad level. And if he would, he could be productive. But it's not something that, if you don't show it at all, that I think can be coached into you. Kenneth Grant, some rough edges, which is why he's not being talked about like Mason Graham. He needs to be polished a little bit. When he is polished, I think he's going to be a dominant defensive tackle.
Yeah, so long term, I think there's a lot of value with him. But I think short term, he could be plugged in a rotation. Mm-hmm. This is Aleem McNeil thing is going to be one of the most impactful things on their season right now. He is not going to be on the field until probably around Halloween.
And it could maybe be closer later to Thanksgiving even.
But it could be a little earlier too. So
today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to rush him back. I think Dan Campbell is on record saying we need him at the end of the season
right.
to be playing his best ball. I don't think they're going to compromise that for a week seven matchup to get him back 1 week early or something. Let's get to Chris in Ypsilanti. Chris, you got a draft crush. Who do you want the Lions to take tonight?
I have a huge draft crush. Let me tell you my methodology here. I study the draft like very intently. And what the trend that Brad Holmes tends to follow is he looks for guys who have, high-end athleticism. I know you guys talk about the RAS score a lot. He looks for guys with high-end production. Every single first-round player in his portfolio, elite producer on the field. And he looks for, most importantly, the reason why it will not be James Pierce Cookies, high-end football character. Mm. These guys have to be good dudes. They care a lot. A lot of teams care about football character. John, I love the Gray Zabel pick. I would be totally happy with him at 28. But my draft crush, the guy who lies at the center of that triple Venn diagram, is Jihad Campbell.
Okay.
Jihad Campbell, backer out of Alabama. It is a need. There's only two linebackers on this roster in 2026, but he's so much more than a linebacker. Let's start with production. 117 tackles, first team All-American linebacker out of the SEC. And not only did he have 117 tackles, five sacks, two forced fumbles, and a pick. The guy can cover slot receivers in the SEC. It lined up in the nickel. He's a complete chess piece. So you can get him on the field if you need to get him on the field. High-end athleticism. We all talk about Nick Amanwori's combine, Shamar Stewart's combine. Jihad Campbell had just as good of a combine, 9.85 RAS. He ran a 4.5 at 240 pounds.
Yeah.
He has, multiples the sack production that a guy like Shamar Stewart has. And then high-end football character. I mean, he's team captain at Alabama. He's coached by Saban. He decided, despite the fact that he had a torn labrum, he was going to play in the ReliaQuest Bowl. If you guys want to watch film, go
right
back and watch Bama versus Michigan in the ReliaQuest Bowl. Watch number 11. Watch how he played the run. He stuffed the run the whole game. Watch how he played coverage. He took guys out from Davis Warren's progression.
Well, that's where we're going to bring up.
This sounds like more of a crush.
Yeah, I love the infatuation in your voice.
Chris, let me ask you this. Because you started this out by talking about how much you have studied the draft. And Jihad Campbell, I love your breakdown of him. 8 o'clock tonight, what's on TV? Pistons or the draft?
We start Pistons. And then we double screen it, man. We double screen it because, okay. I mean, I got a little bit of action riding on the top 10. But, I by the time the Pistons pick, and here's the skinny.
Yeah.
The draft for me starts really at pick 15. Because for all the guys that I think that we all are talking about, Kenneth Grant, Gray Zabel, my guy Jihad Campbell, Shamar Stewart, these are guys that the Lions are really looking at. I think they're all gone by pick 24. I mean, I really do. I have a hard time playing out this draft and having any of these guys fall to 28. Now, Daniel Jeremiah had Jihad Campbell fall to 32 in his final mock. I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
The medical.
Yeah, in that mock, obviously 32, he goes to the Eagles. I'd hate to see it. I think it's a great breakdown of a really exciting football player. I certainly wouldn't be disappointed if Jihad Campbell's playing for the Detroit Lions. That's the energy we're looking for, people. This man has a draft crush. We want yours. It's 97.1.